Michelle Simpson, a student at Youngstown State University, was staying with a friend in Youngstown. After having a glass of wine, Michelle decided to take a shower. As Michelle was taking a shower, she thought she saw an image outside the shower door.
Who's there? Michelle, girl, you really need to chill out.
After seeing the image again, she got dressed and quickly left.
I don't know what at that very minute made me swing the shower door open and yell, "Who's there?" But that's just what I did. I looked everywhere, but I didn't see anything. I knew there was something there. I felt it. I didn't know what or who it was, but I felt a presence there. Well, anyway, I met my friend Jody at 5 like we planned, and I explained to her that there was something in her apartment that scared the hell out of me. She looked at me, she didn't look at me like I was really crazy. You know, she just, like, you know, someone would after you tell them that their apartment is haunted or something. But she just looked at me and she said, I said, "Well, I'm going home today." And she looked at me and she said, "Well, can I come with you?" And I looked at her, I knew she was scared too. Well, later on she told me that she was scared there by herself and that she used to hear weird noises just like what I heard. She said she was looking for a new place uptown and eventually she was going to move out of there.
Linda Sandoval, playing the part of Michelle Simpson from my 1998 documentary, Ghost in the Valley. Michelle Simpson was staying with a friend of hers, Joni, in Youngstown. Michelle was a Youngstown State University student, and her friend was gone, and Michelle decided to take a shower. Outside the shower was an image of a hand coming down a shower glass. When she opened the shower door up, there was nobody there. She proceeded to finish the shower, got out of the shower, left. She told her friend Joni about it. Joni felt the presence herself, but never shared it with Michelle because, as most people would think, you know, she was crazy. So when she found out that Michelle also felt the same presence she did, they both got an apartment together on the other side of Youngstown. Most of the people I used in my documentary were from the modeling agency out of Youngstown, but also in the papers were ads for anybody interested in being in a ghost documentary. The ghost was played by Jason Wise, who eventually went on to marry my daughter. Naturally, the shower scene was by Celinda Sandoval, who played Michelle Simpson. And narration was done by Tony Pecorelli. The story in the documentary was called Youngstown, Ohio. Most of my stories that people left me were on basically unwanted visitors in their house. And in this case, in this apartment, was in the bathroom of this apartment in Youngstown, Ohio. And also the ghost in the bathroom would leave, not with Michelle, but with with other tenants that lived there. It always happened in the bathroom. So my thinking is maybe somebody drowned there or died in there. Some of the other stories were that when they came out of the shower, there were images, words wrote out in the on the mirror, you know, help me, hello, just relaying that they were there. Never anything violent, nothing to put that person's life in danger or anything, but it was a message just to let them know that he or she was there. Celinda, this was Celinda's first acting role. I just spoke with her recently, 21 years later. She's fine. And she enjoyed her part in the documentary. This was probably the shortest video on the documentary. Not much to it other than Michelle Simpson taking a shower and an image outside the shower. What was not in the documentary? The bathroom door was locked. So when she got out of the shower and was leaving the bathroom, she noticed that the doors were also locked. So whoever, they couldn't have got in from the outside without having a key. And, or should I say, Michelle Simpson didn't even know where the key was. This was kind of strange because the story was from Youngstown, Ohio. And my actress went to the same university as the story came from, Youngstown, Ohio, at YSU. They were both students at YSU. So the actress and the actual person, Michelle Simpson, were both YSU students. And a lot of times I get that confused because you don't usually see that happen. Celinda Sandoval drove from Youngstown to a friend of mine's house in Garrettsville, Ohio. Oh, about a 15-20 mile drive from Youngstown. And the house that I filmed it at my friend's house, kind of sat back in the woods. And I could imagine Celinda's surprise when she drove up in there. And it was just me and my future son-in-law, Jason, waiting for her. One of the scenes was in the shower. And she didn't know us from Adam, just what she read in the paper about me looking for an actress. I would have been a little bit startled if I was her, but she was really into it. She did a great job. When we were doing the taping in the bathroom scene, I had to get in the shower with her so I could get her taking the shower. And my son-in-law was outside the shower. He was the ghost with the hand coming down the shower glass. My friend who owned the house, his son came home and didn't even know about our video shoot. And when I relayed to him that I'm taping a ghost story and the ghost was outside the shower door, and he was like, okay, dude, and just left. I'm thinking, if I came home and found people in my bathroom doing some taping in a shower scene, I'd be a little bit curious what's going on there. But my friend Butch, he was like, you have to know my son, man. He's like, nothing pretty much startles him. The house that was across the street from where I did the taping in Garrettsville, the house was known to be vacant and haunted. So I used that house for the opening part of the documentary. I wish I would have added a little bit more to that story from what I found out later, but it all worked out very well. I want to give a shout out to, first of all, Celinda Sandoval for playing Michelle Simpson in Youngstown, Ohio. Also to Jason Wise, who played the ghost. So, and especially to Michelle Simpson for sharing her story. I'm your host, Al Cooley, from Ghosts in the Valley.
I knew there was something there. I felt it. I didn't know what or who it was, but I felt a presence there. Well, anyway, I met my friend Jody at 5 like we planned, and I explained to her that there was something in her apartment that scared the hell out of me. She looked at me, she didn't look at me like I was really crazy. You know, she just, like, you know, someone would after you tell them that their apartment is haunted or something. But she just looked at me and she said, I said, well, I'm going home today. And she looked at me and she said, well, can I come with you? And I looked at her, I knew she was scared too. Well, later on, she told me that she was scared there by herself and that she used to hear weird noises just like what I heard. She said she was looking for a new place uptown and eventually she was going to move out of there.